clearly the news. We've been talking about it for a couple of weeks, and so the Republican version of what this will be was laid out yesterday. Speaker Ryan, basically, I guess, is it safe to say this is a two-step process that we're trying to do here?
We actually have three phases to deal with health care altogether. Phase one is what we're working on starting this morning. It's using reconciliation to repeal as much of Obamacare as we can and then replace certain elements to stabilize the insurance markets. The reason we have to do it in three phases, we only have 52 votes in the Senate. We don't have 60. If we had 60, you could just do everything in one fell swoop. The second step is for Dr. Price, as the Secretary of HHS, to do as much as he can administratively. And then the third element will be more the regular order where the House and Senate each pass bills, but you've got to have 60 votes in the Senate, and then the President signs those. But so we're working on phase one right now.
Now, I'd like to go back, I guess, to last week. You and I were talking about how you were going to do the markup, and the next thing we know, Rand Paul is standing outside the room where y'all are meeting with a bunch of reporters, and he had a copy machine, and he wanted a copy of the document. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. Here's what was going on. We've had thousands of hours of listening sessions. We've had testimony from hearings last year. The most important thing that we've had to get done, which we just got done on Sunday, is to get 10 governors to get together, 5 from expansion states and 5 from non-expansion states, get together and tell us what works for the states. Because that's what makes this work, is when you take the power out of Washington bureaucracies and you put it back in the governor's hands on Medicaid, that's how we fix this. And so we didn't get that schematic, if you will, until this weekend. And then the bill was written. And then the bill, according to our rules, has to be dropped 3 days in advance. So it was dropped on Monday, Monday evening. And so there was really nothing for Rand to look at when he was putting on his little dog and pony show for the press.
Well, he got plenty of coverage for that. So now the process begins, and it's basically now you're in energy and commerce, and tell me how that is affecting this legislation as you try to put it together.
Yes, there are two principal committees of jurisdiction, Ways and Means, and Energy and Commerce. Both of us start this morning in marking this bill up. And the Ways and Means Committee is going to basically look at things that have to do with dollar signs on the tax side. They'll look at the tax credits that are being used instead of subsidies to help low-income families buy their health care coverage. They'll be looking at other financial and fiscal aspects as well. We will be doing most of the plan design policies, legislative components of this, and I'm expecting the Democrats will offer 100-plus amendments to the bill. We've been advised to be ready to mark up for 12 to 24 hours starting at 10:30 this morning.
Wow. Well,
and the Ways and Means Committee, they won't have as much to do, but they'll still be busy as well.
We already know that that there are certainly a couple of groups within. The Freedom Caucus does not like this. The Club for Growth does not like this. How do you get this ironed out so that even the factions within the Republican Party can be on board?
Well, the outside groups, I can't say anything about them. They're trying to raise money off of this. If you look at every single email that you get from the outside groups, they're raising money. There are also a number of outside groups that are supporting it, and they will be weighing in fairly quickly, outside conservative groups. And once we get the numbers from CBO next week, I think a lot of people are going to support this. The thing I find really humorous about the Freedom Caucus is the original plan to do this was to have a repeal bill based on the 2015 reconciliation bill that we had a couple of years ago, the one that was vetoed by President Obama, and then to do the replacement element. But the Freedom Caucus sort of threw a fit and said, no, we want to have repeal replace altogether. And now they reversed course, and they said, no, we want to separate it and just vote on the 2015 bill. Well, they fought the 2015 bill back in 2015, and virtually every one of them voted for it at the end of the day. So I'm thinking a lot of this is sort of driven by wanting to get people's pictures on TV and faces on TV, things like that. I can't find a substantive reason to be against this. I will tell you, we don't vote on many perfect bills, and this one is not perfect, but it gets us about 80% of the way there. So choice that I have as a policymaker is, when I put that voting card in the slot on behalf of our constituents, I can vote no and keep everything in place today, which is just utterly failing. Or I can vote yes and start moving away from Obamacare in a material way and reform Medicaid and to help give our families a fighting chance when it comes to health care.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from Washington, D.C. It was basically a hallmark of the Barack Obama administration that he didn't get on the phone, he didn't work the phones, he didn't work the members of Congress. Have you got an idea that this president is going to handle that differently?
It's already going on, yes. You saw Tom Price's press conference yesterday. He came out full-throated and said that he is in favor of this bill. The president came out and said he supports it. He said it's a great bill. Let's get it done. That's his exact quote. Then Sean Spicer spent an extended press conference with the press yesterday, walking through what's in the bill and told the press why the president likes it. And then, true to form, President Trump went after Rand Paul on Twitter last night. And so I was in a dinner with Speaker Ryan, and one of his aides walked in and showed him his iPhone and said, it started. Trump started lighting up Rand. I don't know what Rand's deal is. Rand's introduced something that looks like Obamacare Plus. So you take everything that Obamacare's got, and then you keep it in place, and you add some other things, and it's a train wreck waiting to happen. I just don't know where he is. He's running for president or something, I guess.
Well, there are a lot of people who have concerns. Number one, will their premiums go down? Number two, what happens to the kids who are under 26 and their parents' insurance? And number three, are we going to be able to cross state lines to be able to buy our insurance? Tell us basically where we are on those three things.
Yes, on questions one and two, 26 and keeping young people till 26 on parents' insurance, and also family premiums. Those are true. The premiums should go down. We're going to cover folks till they're 26. The third one about buying cross state lines, that's going to have to be a phase three bill because we can't do that in reconciliation. So we're going to have to get the Democrats to vote for that. I don't think the Democrats would vote against allowing families the option of buying something across state lines, but we will see. But we do have a strategy to deal with all the elements that can't be done with 60 votes. If they fail to pass on a standalone basis, we've got something we can add it to get it where they can't vote against it, and we'll get it done. So you'll be able to buy across state lines. We'll get rid of antitrust protections for insurance companies. That'll happen through phase three as well. And we'll get all that done, and we'll be voting on all those same things during the week of March 20th.
Safe to say this pretty well takes up all the energy of the Congress right now?
Well, it certainly got me wrapped up for 24 hours and all the members of Energy and Commerce and Ways and Means as well. But, yeah, everybody's waiting to see what we roll out when we wrap up this markup in the next several hours.
Yep, we'll be looking forward to that. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Congressman.
Great to talk to you, Scott. I'd ask your listeners to continue prayer for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Yes, sir. Thanks.